With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Thursday, the Supreme Court will hear a case that could dramatically impact the 2024 presidential election. The High Court will consider whether states can prevent former President Trump from appearing on the ballot in November. Justices will hear arguments on the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling disqualifying Mr. Trump from appearing on that state's ballot. The Colorado justices are all Democrat, all appointed by Democrat governors. But several of the justices in Colorado disagreed and did not vote to remove Trump from the ballot. A U.S. drone strike kills a high-ranking commander of an Iranian-backed militia group.
Officials say the drone strike hit a car in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad, killing three members of the powerful Kataib Hezbollah militia, including a senior commander. The strike came days after the U.S. military launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in retaliation for a deadly attack on American troops. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's rejecting a ceasefire proposal, saying the agreement would leave Hamas in power. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there are clearly some non-starters in the Hamas proposal for freeing hostages.
We also see space in what came back to pursue negotiations to see if we can get to an agreement. And that's what we intend to do. And I'm not going to speak for Israel or anyone else involved, but again, we believe the space is there, and we believe that we should pursue.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected the response by the terror group as crazy. A team of researchers from University of Arkansas announced the discovery of a new drug to help treat those who are genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple loses a court case in Idaho.
The group was challenging the state's abortion ban, arguing that abortion is a religious sacrament to Satanists and that the ban violates their First Amendment right to freedom of religion. Federal District Judge David Nye has dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be revived in that court. However, lawyers for the Satanic Temple say they will try their luck with the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a notoriously liberal panel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative lawmakers in Nebraska have introduced a bill that would give parents more control over their local school's library books and curriculum, and another that would allow public school students to receive credit for attending religious classes outside school. A third piece of legislation is designed to change school funding to loop in private school tuition while forbidding the state from interfering in private schools' curriculum or beliefs. This is SRN News. A California cheese and dairy company is the source of a decade-long outbreak of Listeria food poisoning.
That outbreak killed two people and sickened more than two dozen. The CDC says Rizzo Lopez Foods of Modesto, California, has recalled more than 60 types of soft cheeses, sour cream, and yogurt after the bacteria was found in a product. At least 26 people in 11 states have been sickened since 2014. Two people died in Texas and California. John Scott reporting.
Special Counsel Robert Hur completes his investigation into President Biden's mishandling of classified documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland Wednesday informed lawmakers the investigation is over one day after a report confirmed no criminal charges will be filed against Biden. The investigation began after classified documents from the Obama administration and Biden's time as a senator were found at the Penn Biden Center and Biden's open garage at his home in Delaware. More details at SRNNews.com.